College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I believe that in that group right now, obviously the best thing is we've got Cole back in the fold with things, right? He's practicing all those reps that he missed from his injury. Now we're starting to make headway in that way, if that makes sense. So just feeling the game, getting back in the game, knocking the rust off, all those things that we know will come along with coming back into practice. We're seeing, and we are seeing, he's doing a nice job progressing.
Bobby Babich on Cole Bishop. One-on-ones with Dalton Kincaid yesterday, as Sal Capaccio talked about in our last segment. Cole Bishop, the Bills. How good is the Bills secondary just going to be in general this year? What's the best-case scenario? Do they have it in them to be a top five secondary in the league?
No.
What about top 10?
10.
Like right on the outskirts of
it. Yeah,
that.
I would say.
So like above average secondary.
What would have to happen though? Would this involve Max Hairston taking over and being good when he's healthy?
It's going to involve Hairston and Bishop, right?
Yes.
Those two reaching their peaks.
Yep.
This year.
I also think a little of it too is Christian Benford taking the step until like I'm a top three corner. Like legitimately. This isn't a Buffalo fan say he's really good. This is everybody in the league says Christian Benford's a top three corner.
Yeah. I wonder if he starts to get that respect more. I mean, we're in store for him having another great season. Yeah, I think it's possible they're near the bottom again. In terms of pass defense, it's possible. And I think the most likely is they fall somewhere in between that. They'll be around middle of the pack because Taylor Rapp is a below-average safety in the NFL, and you don't maybe have another starter.
Yep.
And I guess it also could depend how much you're buying into the Trey White hype. Which, where do you land on that? Because I am trying to not get my hopes too high for a player that we all have a soft spot for.
Yep.
And not let that cloud what I normally would think about a player having a camp like this, and what I normally would think is, yeah, it's training camp, and he's got an injury history. I need to see it in the regular season before I'm willing to buy in at all on him being back to form. I would have said the same thing if Jair Alexander was here. If Jair Alexander was here and having a great training camp, sure, I might be hyped up, but I would still sit here and say, yeah, like I've got to see it in the regular season. This dude has been injured completely for years. Although to be fair, Jair Alexander, who the Ravens decided to sign, has been hurt for weeks. So you might not even see him on the field if he was here. I mean, that'd be a great story if Trey White can do it. But I definitely think that the best case scenario for their secondary is that Max Hairston eventually takes the job.
I would agree.
Right now, I'm wondering if he'll be able to do that. By playoff time, you think he's starting?
Yes.
You would think right now the first snap they take in the playoffs on defense, Max Hairston is out there?
I think so.
I mean, I would hope so.
I think best case scenario is he doesn't have to go on the IR with designation to return after 4 weeks, because I'd really like him to be back and healthy and playing in that Saints game.
Right. That would be ideal. Although, actually, what you might say is ideal is Trey White looks so good that they go, yeah, he's ready, but the bye week's coming up in 2 weeks. Maybe we just push it off until then. And we start him against Carolina. And that's his first game.
Yeah.
That might be the best case scenario.
It might very well be the best case scenario, yeah.
803-0550 is the phone number if you have a thought on the Bills. Who is saying that Jim Harbaugh should be suspended by the NFL?
Ohio State fans.
You're warmer. You're warm. I bet he can get this. Denver fans. It's not going to take him 20 questions to get this.
Denver fans? Not Chiefs fans.
Whoa, wait. You were already warmer. You said Ohio State fans. Now you're going colder. Stay in the Ohio State realm. You were there.
Jim Tressel.
No, close.
Ryan Day.
No, close. As close as possible.
Terrell Pryor.
Come on, you were there. You were there. Ohio State coaches.
It's Urban Meyer.
Yeah, it's Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer says with the more recent expanded punishments for Michigan.
The kettle black, by the way.
He believes that the NFL should suspend Jim Harbaugh. There was a report I remember before Jim Harbaugh went to the Chargers that was something along the lines of, if he goes to the NFL,
he might not be out of it, out of the...
Yeah, he might. Yeah. They might consider, because they've done that. Jim Tressel, who you just mentioned, he was suspended by the NCAA, and then he leaves Ohio State. He goes to become like a senior whatever coach for the Colts, and the NFL suspended him for 6 games. Like, you're not escaping punishment over there. Like, you're coming here to escape. No, you're going to get games here too. And there was a report about maybe the NFL would do the same thing with Harbaugh.
They did not do that. They won't. And there won't be any...
Shouldn't they, though?
No, because you want to know why?
I think
the league doesn't want to set a precedent for coaches that are leaving college football to the NFL.
But what if they're leaving college football because they cheated?
Which is what Jim Harbaugh did?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Of course he did.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he left at the perfect time. I mean, they won too, so like it's very convenient for him that, you know, he could label it. I accomplished all I needed to in Michigan because I won it. But
and it's left,
yeah, come
left
on.
He left that program kinda in shambles.
A little bit. And like, come on, he definitely left because he was about to get hit over the head.
Oh, what, it wasn't because of Justin Herbert? An okay
Again,
quarterback.
Like he kind of found the spot where he could kind of get away with, oh, well, this awesome quarterback. The coaching job for him was available. I'm going to go do that, live in L.A. But I don't buy it. I think he left Michigan because of the cheating. And I think, like, what's the right precedent? You don't think the NFL should set a precedent of, you can't just come over here when you're in trouble over there.
Unless teams over here want you.
But...
Because, like,
if
Brian Kelly got suspended for cheating at LSU,
yeah,
he couldn't hide in the NFL because
nobody in the NFL would want him. No, definitely not.
So
I don't think.
It does matter. Your prestige does matter.
It does. What is his legacy going to be?
Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Probably being one of the best coaches.
That's his only ring. Like between NFL and college, he's been very good. He's been good every year. He's been a coach.
He walks into programs and immediately turns them around.
That's the thing. Like, and I think that's going to buy him a lot because he's really never had a bad year anywhere he's been, right? As a head coach,
probably without the cheating scandal, he's probably one of those guys that's in both the NFL and College Hall of Fame.
Yes, but he's definitely not going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame unless he wins
a couple of Super Bowls.
Multiple Super Bowls. Which,
do you think he's there in LA for the next 10 years? He doesn't strike me as a guy that stays places all that long. He gets bored.
No, I mean, he did stay in Michigan for a long time, but he had a connection to Michigan, right?
Yeah, like, he went to Michigan.
Yeah. Could he stay there for 10 years? He's 61 years old. I don't know. That would also... Listen, if he's staying there for 10 years, it's worked there. Like,
yes.
The stigma of the Chargers always screwing it up, which they always do.
They do.
Like, I've said it multiple times this offseason. I think the Chiefs are going to have trouble in their division, and Denver is the team I'm more confident in giving it to them, because I've been waiting for the Chargers every year, and they've been unable. There's the stigma with them. If Harbaugh's there for 10 years, has he won the Super Bowl? He's at least a Super Bowl contender every year, isn't he? If he's there that long?
Not necessarily.
You think they could just be what they've been?
Probably.
And he's there for a decade? I think he's got
to
win.
They probably have to win a little, but not that much.
He's got
to
win a division, like a couple divisions.
I think doesn't being in a division with the Chiefs give him, what, 20% grace? Like, that's good for you losing two games a year and not being able to get past the wild card round.
See, I think he's there to beat the Chiefs.
Mm.
So if it becomes evident after 5 years, this ain't happening, I could see it ending. You probably would have thought he was going to be in San Francisco for 20 years when that was happening.
What if he's as successful as Sean McDermott?
Okay, so he's making the playoffs every year.
Winning a game or two.
But he's not going to win the division like Sean McDermott does every
no.
year. No. So, but like winning a playoff game every year? If he... That's a good question. How many franchises would move off a coach like that? How many franchises would keep going with a Sean McDermott? The guy that has you being relevant every year, has a great culture, is a very good coach, but every year comes up just a little bit short. And now it's been 7 years. How many teams would move on by now? I bet it's a few.
I think about
I'm
half
not even saying
league.
That. I'm not even saying that's right. I'm just saying I think there are owners that would say, especially if it's happening to the same team, especially, I think there are owners in the league that are a little more combustible that I think would move off a guy like that.
I think there's teams that would hold on for dear life, too.
Pittsburgh.
Cleveland. That whole division. That entire division.
Ooh, you think Cleveland? I think Cleveland ownership strikes me as one where if they were this good for this long and losing to the same team over and over, that owner would
Kevin
fire.
Stefanski's been their head coach for the last 6 years.
Yeah, it's true. Good point.
I mean,
has it been that long for him?
I think so. I think he's in the top half of the league in terms of long is longevity.
Yeah. Tenure. 803-0550. Steve, if you're still at home, we come back. We'll get to you when we return on the Bills and the defeat and the defense. Talked a little about the secondary there. We'll get to you when we come back here on WGR.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.